वृंदावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे। मैं थोड़ा सा जगत का आधार ही गुरु तत्व है। बिना गुरु के ये जगत नहीं चल सकता। कृष्ण जगत गुरु हैं। समस्त गुरुओं के भी गुरु ये कृष्ण हैं। उन्हीं से, उन्हीं की कृपा से कुछ ब्रह्मा जी को मिला, तब उन्होंने जगत का सृजन किया। उन्हीं ने कृपा किया तो शंकर जी पैदा हुए। उन्हीं की कृपा से सब देवता लोग हुए। वही राम इत्यादि बहुत रूपों में जगत में आते हैं। स्वयं कृष्ण ही गुरु पूजा सिखलाने के लिए, भगवत पूजा सिखलाने के लिए वो बलदेव के रूप में या लक्ष्मण जी के रूप में आते हैं। जैसे बलदेव जी ने कृष्ण की सेवा की, लक्ष्मण जी ने राम की सेवा की, यही गुरु रूप में बनकर के उनकी सेवा की शिक्षा देते हैं। यू कैन नोट डाउन एंड आफ्टर दैट यू कैन स्पीक। तो ब्रह्मा जी ने जगत के जीवों को ये दिया, नारद जी को पहले दिया, नारद जी ने व्यास जी को दिया, व्यास जी ने वेदों की रचना की, उपनिषदों को प्रकाश किया, वेदांत शास्त्र का उपदेश दिया, महाभारत की रचना की, गीता की रचना की। सब कुछ करने के बाद भी उनको शांति दिल में नहीं थी। उनके गुरु जी नारद जी आए, उन्होंने कहा कि तुम तो समस्त धर्म शास्त्रों को तुमने लिखा, किंतु तुमको शांति क्यों नहीं। उन्होंने कहा कि मुझे तो पता नहीं, आप वैद्य हैं, गुरु हैं, आप बतलाइए ये मुझको शांति क्यों नहीं है। हम लोगों के हृदय में शांति नहीं है, हम नहीं जानते हैं ये क्यों नहीं है, गुरु जानता है। इसलिए व्यास जी भगवान नारायण हैं, नारायण के अवतार हैं, तो भी उनको पता नहीं, और नारद जी गुरु हैं, उनको पता है, वो बतला सकते हैं कि तुम्हारे अंदर में क्या कमी है, शिष्य नहीं समझ सकता। उन्होंने कहा जे तुमने शास्त्र लिखे, किंतु कृष्ण ही स्वयं भगवान हैं, यह तुमने नहीं लिखा। तुमने ब्रज की जो लीलाएं हैं, कैसे भगवान से प्रेम किया जाता है, जैसे नंद बाबा, जसोदा जी, सुबल आदि सखा लोग, और जैसे गोपियां अपना तन मन प्राण सब निशावर कर देती है कृष्ण के चरणों में, तुमने ये नहीं लिखा। कृष्ण ही स्वयं भगवान है, कृष्णस्तु भगवान स्वयं। गीता में भी उन्होंने बतलाया है कि हमसे अधिक बढ़कर के कोई नहीं है, इसलिए तुमने ब्रज की लीलाओं का वर्णन नहीं किया और संसार में लिख करके प्रचार करो, तब तुम्हारा चित्त प्रसन्न होगा। बिना कृष्ण के भक्ति के चित्त प्रसन्न नहीं हो सकता है। इफ एनीवन वांट्स टू बी हैप्पी, ओ ही विल हैव टू प्लीज कृष्ण सुप्रीम लॉर्ड। ओनली कृष्ण इज सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, ऑल आर हिज सबऑर्डिनेट्स और ऑल आर हिज सर्वेंट। ओनली कृष्ण इज ओ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड है. सो इफ यू वांट टू बी हैप्पी वी शुड ट्राई टू फॉलो नंद बाबा जसोदा एस्पेशली गोपीज एंड अमंग ऑल द गोपीज श्रीमती राधिका देन यू कैन बी हैप्पी एंड देन ही डिड सो. और उन्होंने अंत में ये किया समाधि से. गुरुजी ने समाधि के लिए बतलाया. समाधि में उन्होंने भगवान की जितनी लीलाएं हैं उनकी समाधि में देखा. He saw in trance all the past times of Krishna from boyhood to lost 150 years all past times and then he wrote in Srimad Bhagavatam and then he became happy. We are now in jail. This world is jail. But you are not realizing this. But you are all jail. Why? We see in this world, we are all young. Some children, some old persons. But everyone to have been, they are compulsory to be old. Jarur budha hona hoga bhai. You'll have to die one day. You are bound in the endless chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. You should realize this. Now you are young, you are not understanding all these things. But after 50 years, what will be? Beauty will be gone. No beauty. You can walk on only on with the help of sticks and after that you will have to give up world. You cannot take anything what you have collected in this world. Not a single piece, not a hair even. Then what will be? You should try to realize. Guru tells this. You can do all your jobs in this world, but remembering Krishna. So Guru does this. If a Guru is not like this, he is not detached from this world, he cannot remove our doubts, and he is not having so much love and affection and attached to Krishna, he is never Guru. He is not qualified Guru, bogus Guru. I have heard in Australia, kangaroo. Kanguru. So not Guru, kanguru. So we should try to realize. Those who are not doing bhajan of Krishna, and Guru is not instructing them that you will be happy only by chanting, remembering Krishna. Taking shelter of a bona fide Guru. So we are very much fortunate. Very, very fortunate. Why? Because anyhow Krishna arranged that we have a link from a real Guru. Transcendental Guru. Qualified Guru. Oh, qualified in all epics. He can remove my all doubts or world's doubt. So we are in the chain of Guru. From Brahma to Narad, from Krishna to Brahma to Narad, and up till now. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and then Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj, all are in a chain. So, on the birth date of our Guru, we do Vyas Puja. What is Vyas Puja? Puja hum log karte hain Guru Ji ke janm ke din mein. Kis liye karte hain? जो जगत में कृष्ण नाम का प्रचार करते हैं हो प्रीचेस दिस इन होल वर्ल्ड दैट यू कैन बी हैप्पी बाय चैंटिंग एंड रिमेंबरिंग कृष्ण एंड हु वाज कृष्ण हु इज कृष्ण देन ही इज गुरु. सो ऑन हिज बर्थडे वी ट्राई टू वर्शिप ऑल द गुरु परंपरा फ्रॉम टॉप टू बॉटम वी डू. We should not give up anyone garland, flower of that chain. Otherwise, our Guru Parampara will be gone, break. So, today, the birthday of my Gurudev is, and we are going to celebrate it. How? Showing some honor, offering some flowers in his lotus feet. Flowers are not anything other than herb. We should think that we are offering these things, our heart, as a flower is very sweet, fragrant, very soft. So we should try to make our heart like this. How it can be? If you are not remembering Krishna, He is not merciful, your heart cannot be like this. So first you should try to be like that. Offering yourself, your Atma, your body, mind, soul, everything, all your senses in the lotus feet of Gurudev. So if you are not doing, not following His instruction, only flower will not do, only prayer will not do. So we should try to realize all these things. Today is our Bolivar. You should know. We should know one thing. Narad has so many disciples. Narad ji ke bahut se shishya hain. Bahut se, ek do nahi. Dhruva, Prahlad, Vyasdev, Valmiki, Pracheta, or lakhs and lakhs of. But why they became of different types? Kintu wo log, why they became in awesome different from others? Dhruva, he wanted to be a king, of emperor of the whole world. You know Prahlad Maharaj, he never wanted anything in of this world, only to serve Krishna, nothing. He used to see everywhere Krishna, and in Krishna, whole world. No want, nothing. Because what you want in this world, all are perishable. All will be gone. You cannot have anything at the time of your death. So why a wise person, intelligent person, will require any worldly thing? Never. Automatically it will come if you are chanting, remembering Krishna. Because He knows all. He has created this world, not only world, lakhs and lakhs. Worlds are in His own one pole. So He knows everything. So if you are chanting, remembering Him, He will manage that, your everything. So, Valmiki, he was given Ram Mantra, Vyasdev, Krishna. Vyasdev glorified Krishna and Valmiki, or Sri Ramachandram. So many types of disciples, how it became? It may be due to their quality of the shishya, what they want from Gurudev. So there are so many differences. We know also so many devotees of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Oh, he had lakhs and lakhs disciples, but few followed him. Otherwise, they were engaged in worldly things. Also, we see so many disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj in whole world. But what we are seeing? Very few are फॉलोइंग हिज इंस्ट्रक्शंस, नॉट फॉलोइंग हिज रियल इंस्ट्रक्शन. वेरी फ्यू आर लाइक दैट. अदरवाइज ऑल आर कलेक्ट इन वर्ल्डली थिंग्स दे आर कलेक्टिंग एंड दैट इज वाई दे आर नॉट हैप्पी. सो वी शुड रियलाइज दीज थिंग्स. वी शुड नॉट रिक्वायर एनी वर्ल्डली थिंग. वी शुड रिक्वायर ओनली लव एंड अफेक्शन ऑफ कृष्ण एंड दिस ए क्वालिफाइड गुरु गिव्स इट. सो टूडे we will worship our Gurudev and all our Guru Parampara from bottom to top, all Guru Parampara, and then offering and archaning here everything. So in evening so many devotees will give class about this, what is Guru Tattva, what Guru wants really, and what he teaches. Guru Tattva is like transcendental. So we will discuss all these things in the evening in the house of Janaki. We will declare his whereabouts. So, ekto archan karajak, da ani archan karajak. वेरी थोड़ा थोड़ा कीर्तन करो और हम लोग यहाँ पर अर्चन कर दें, ऐसा खूब धीरे धीरे हरे कृष्ण. हम मैं अभी ठाकुर जी का अर्चन करूंगा और इसके बाद में थोड़ी देर में पुष्पांजलि हम लोग देंगे और इसके बाद में आरती कर करके फिर प्रसाद इत्यादि की व्यवस्था होगी. आप लोग चले मत जाएंगे, आप लोग सभी लोग यहीं पर ठहरेंगे. प्रसाद पाने के बाद में तब आप लोग जाएंगे. You have given me the name Krishna Bhakti.
Oh, so you do. I want to serve you all. Oh. You are dear than my life and soul. You are
people of my eyes.
People of my eyes. You are everything. I want to serve you. You are very near and dear to Radhika, conjugal Radha and Krishna. So many things. Oh, yeah. Gurudev, you know? Huh? But yes, but only one line.
Agyan timiran dasya gyanan jan shalakya chakshurun mitanjina tasmai shi gurave. गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीर. नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरक्षिसे.
टुडे वेरी सेक्रेट बर्थ ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्री भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज. दिस डे ही अपीयर्ड इन दिस वर्ल्ड
to fulfill the wish of his dearest, most dearest Radha Krishna conjugal, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu Gaur Gadadhar. And to help all the conditional soul, how they can come out of this jail. We are in jail all. He came to save us in this world. Who is he? He is the manifestation of Jagat Guru Srila Vyasadeva. You can tell also Akhanda Guru Tattva Baladev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. And our Gurudev is manifestation of Baladev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. But Vyasa is himself Narayan. Narayan himself. So we can tell that Gurudev is manifestation of Srila Vyasadeva. Because he is the on the that seat where Vyasa used to sit, means to preach whole world the glory of Radha and Krishna is conjugal. Oh, we should today glorify him also. Also, what is Guru Tattva? And how it descends from Golok Vrindavan? We will today explain all these things. Though we have not so much time, only 2 hours, we can do. But I request all the speakers to speak. Only 15 to 20 minutes. He can do. Minutes. And glorify Guru Tattva. You know that Shyamrani, that is Jadurani, but my Shyamrani. She is very sincere and very senior most disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. She is among the first disciples. Also, here, Vrindavan Vilasin. They have to serve more. So, I request her to speak something about Guru Tattva and my Gurudev. First you should. From there you can sit there, stand up. Or if you like, you can sit on the chair. You have to know all these things. Don't think that this philosophy, bhakti philosophy and are useless. Don't think. Otherwise you will be very weak and you will give up this line, bhakti line. Oh, I'm hearing daily. Oh, so many devotees. Oh, disciples of Swamiji, disciples of all others are giving up and becoming weak. They are accepting family life and know nothing. They have left Krishna consciousness. Why? Because they don't know this philosophy. And that is why they become weak. We should try to know all these things. If you are not knowing, one day you will have to. After, it may be bad, after thousands of life,
Or one day you'll have to know all these things, theories and philosophies. And then you can. So don't think it useless. Or she discussed so many good things, very high philosophy. Perhaps she has read my book today, noting down all the points. So if you also want bhakti and don't want to fall down, oh, you should know all these things. Read very deeply all these things. Then you, not so much, 15 minutes to 20 minutes. कहाँ जा रहा है? Washing clothes of Srila Prabhupada, messaging. Always with him. As long as Prabhupada was alive in this world. So, he had done all the direct services to Srila Prabhupada. Go on.
So this title, Kriti
So you heard so many Prabhus, they glorify. But his glory is like ocean. We cannot complete. But you should know that the backbone of Krishna Bhakti is Guru Nishtha. If anyone has no Guru Nishtha, no Bhakti at all. In India, it is tradition of Vedic culture that one should accept a Guru, transcendental Guru. If he has not, or she has not accepted any Guru, no will take his touched any water, even they will not take. Father, mother, or anyone. Understand what I am telling? If a boy or son or daughter married even, but not taken a Guru day, he has not accepted a Guru. He is cooking. And anything will not be accepted by that family. First he should accept any high class of Guru. Otherwise, oh, she cannot cook or he cannot do anything. So in Indian tradition, Vedic culture, it was essential to take any bona fide Guru from original. Up to now it is coming. But nowadays, something Western air is coming towards India also and rejecting all these things. Especially, what is Gurudev? Nothing Gurudev. No need of Gurudev. Oh, minute by minute they can change their wife and husband, divorce so many in a life. And that is why anyone is not happy. Anyone cannot be happy. So if we want to be happy, you should accept a high class of qualified Guru. Then he may be happy, otherwise not happy. So from Vyas Dev it is coming. So those who have not accepted any high class of Guru, they must. Otherwise, you know, you will have to be old, and what you have collected in your life, not even a single hair, even you can take it. Always remember. Always remember that death is sure. Anyone cannot say it. And then what will be of these palatial buildings and so many things that you have collected? So,
you should try to know that Guru Bhakti, by Guru Bhakti, by accepting, our life will be changed and we will be happy forever. So what is Vyas? In a circle, a line touching the center point,
both sides of the circle
it touches, then that line is called
diameter or Vyas.
What is the meaning? Not only world. So many universe, koti and koti, crores and crores of universe are in this world. Krishna is center of all. So touching Krishna, both lines, end lines. If anyone, preaching the glories of Krishna to all and making all that they should serve Krishna. Otherwise, anyone cannot save you from this endless chain and birth, suffering and sorrow. So, who is Vyas? Always serving Krishna from one point to other, everywhere in this world, he is Vyas. Vyas took birth in Mathura and Vrindavan in the midst, in Jamuna, on an island, by father Parashara and mother Matsyodhari. Parashara was going any place and he wanted to cross Jamuna. So he called the boatman to come. But boatman was tired so much. He sent his one adopted daughter. She was very beautiful. But coming from the womb of any fish. But very beautiful. He ordered his father, you should go and in a ferry boat you should make cross of that Rishi Parashar. Then, she went and took the boat and told Parashar Rishi, did pranam, you can come and I can cross you. When she took it in that island, in the middle of Jamuna, then Parashar looked upon her. And at once she became pregnant in a moment. And at once he gave a very beautiful, black, very tall figure.
16 years.
A son. And who was he? Vyasadeva. He came by the mercy of Krishna. Tho Parashar. But really he was Narayan. And quickly he left this world. And after some time, he divided Vedas in four. Rig Ved, Sam Ved, Jadur Ved, Atharva Ved. After that he made the essence of whole Vedas. And that was called Brahma Sutram. Sharirik Sutra. Vedanta Sutra. And after that, he discovered all the Purans. So many Purans. 36 kinds of Puran. Puran, Upapuran,
Sakha Puran.
And then for all, for ladies even, for Shudra, for all others, those who always repent, entangled in worldly intoxications and all these things. He made Srimad Mahabharatam. In that he gave a jewel like Gita Upadesh he gave. After that, before he prior to this, he had made Chatushloki Bhagavatam from Narad. Narad took it from Brahma.
but no Srimad Bhagavatam. He was not satisfied by his life. One day Narad came and told, why you are so worried? He told the Gurudev, I don't know. Then he told that, you are not glorified Krishna. His pastimes of Vrindavan. How gopis and all the Brajavasi serve Krishna? You are not glorified Krishna. So you should glorify. Especially glorify his, oh, so many devotees, Prayashi, beloved of Krishna, all the gopis and Radhika and all gopis. And then he saw in trance and he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he was happy. So essence of all the literature, Vedic literature, Ved, Upanishad, Puran, Bhagavat, is what Braja Prem or Gopi Prem. Especially the love and affection of Srimati Radhika, who controls Krishna. Always keeping Krishna in his heart, like so. So a guru can give these things, otherwise not. They cannot know all these things, mysterious things. A guru gives all these mysterious things to Shishya, that how he can be happy. We know that Raman having so much opulence. What to tell all these things? Opulences. Oh, he has his so many servants, lakhs and lakhs. They have jewels and gold houses. Palaces. Oh, there was no poor person in Lanka, Sri Lanka. And you know that all kinds of opulence were in Lanka. And he had 10 mouths and 10 heads or 20 eyes. 20 years. So many things. And he can conquer, he conquered all whole world. You know, but he was not happy. He could not control him, his heart, even his lust he could not control, his mind he could not control. So who is greatest or strong person? Who can control their bhag veg, krodh veg, mog veg and all other 6 kinds of veg. Especially krodh, anger. If anyone cannot control his anger, his words, his tongue, his mind, oh, he cannot do anything. We know so many Hitler. Oh, he was so much brave and very strong, but he was killed by only his beloved, any lady. We know so many, the president of America, Clinton, oh, he was so much famous, very strong personality, but he could not check his heart. He became something, an office girl he was entangled. They cannot do anything. So, if you want to be happy in this world, oh, try to follow Vyasadeva, a real guru. And then, after this, he made 4 disciples. Paila, Sumanta, Jaimini and Vaishampayan. And he trained them in each Ved. Especially in South India. Oh, even Ved, Upanishad, Shastra and Sanskrit is there. They follow all. But nowadays, who are outside of India, they have left their traditions. Gradually. Oh, but something in their blood. They believe in God, but quickly giving all these things. They took meat and eggs and drinks and so many things. They cannot control all this. So Vyas gave one bed to all his disciples. And Mahabharata he gave to, or Puran, to Ugrasavasuta. And thus he preached in whole world. But this Guru Bhakti, the tradition of Guru, the supremacy of Krishna and Radha, love and affection on those in the whole world. This is called Vyas. So Vyas has served his Gurudev. How? He followed the teaching of Narada. And he preached the glory of Radha and Krishna conjugally in every world. A disciple is who? Who can serve his Gurudev more than his life? And so. Not that, oh Gurudev, Gurudev has given name. And he does not chant, not realizing anything. Oh, especially he is not following the principles of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the essence of whole Ved. What? Trinadapi suni chena, tarorapi sahi suna, amanina, manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. If you want to be a disciple of a guru, then what you should? You should be tolerance. If you have not this tolerance, oh quickly, if a mosquito will come and you will make a hydrogen bomb. Oh, if a mosquito will come, you would think, oh, then I will have how to save by this. And whole day, night, you are thinking about this. And Krishna Bhajan went on here and there. Only to protect our life, save our life, to maintain life. It is essential. But why essential? Why essential? Not for dog's life and animal's life, hogs and pigs. If anyone is taking and maintaining himself, his dog and nonsense, what? Dogs and peaches and all these things. They can do more than you. Oh, you are very worried for one child. And all the animals, at a time they, oh, peaches. They can give how many? 10, 15, 16. Oh, two times in a year they can give so much. And there are so many animals, they can give more than this. So don't think that you are only advanced than animals in this way. You are so intelligent. No, they are more intelligent than you. So if you want to be intelligent really, always remember your day. Always remember your old age. Always remember that you cannot take anything. And if you are not doing bhajan, you will be crushed by the maya. So much crushed that at that time you will remember why I felt this. So the main object of this life, Vyas tells, what? Labdhva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavant. Manushyam arthadam anityam apihadhira. Turnam jate tana patet anumitta javat nishe shaya vishaya kalvushar. In this human life, we should try at once. What? Immediately. What? To realize. Oh, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? And who am I here in this body? I am not this body. This is the teaching of Vyas. Savai punsang. Paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokhaje ahetukka bhavahita jabhatsatma purushottame. Oh, the param dharma, what is that? Oh, to serve Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That, oh, Shyamrani told in his Anadhyo Bhagavan Braje Satanaya Amnaya Praha Tattam Harimiha in this shloka. This is the life. If anyone is going on this path, he must be happy. Anyone cannot change. We also know Hiranyakashipu. He was, what he was? Like a
immortal person.
He wanted to become. He has so much affluence. He used to control air, Indra, and all other goddesses. but he could not be happy. A new animal plus man came, Nrisimhadev, and in a moment he took his all. You know all these things. So if they could not become happy, then how you can be? So the aim and object of this life is to serve Krishna. If you are not doing, your whole thing, what you are doing, oh, from beginning of your life, day and night, only for money, money. Oh, I think that after death, you will be what? You will be money also. Oh, so don't try to realize this. For this, we have come here to tell you that you should remember always your deaths. Always remember past day. Oh, from where you have come, especially Indians. Bharata. What is the meaning of Bharat? Bha, prakash. Prakash means?
Light.
Illumination.
Illumination, light. What is light? Oh, tattva gyan. This is what I told. So we have come from that land where Narada Rishi, Brahma, Shankar, where all the four, like
Acharyas
were there. Or transcendental knowledge everywhere. So I have come for this, to help you. And for Indians to remind them that you are Indians coming from Bharat. Don't forget this knowledge. You can make some money for your maintenance. But why maintenance? Why maintenance? To follow the orders of teachings of Srila Vyasadeva. We know that Vyasadeva, after him, there were four acharyas. Sri, Brahma, Rudra, Sanak. And from them four came. Ramanuj, Madhva, Nimbarka, and Vishnu Swami, four came. You know that commentaries of Srila Brahma Sutra of Vyasadeva, those who accepted, they became acharya. Not accepted, no acharya. So, you know, first, Shankaracharya made some explanation of Brahma Sutra. Sharirak Bhashya, Brahma Sutra Bhashyam. And his Bhashya was known, what? Advaita. His philosophy was Advaita. No shape, no shakti, power, no vishesh, nirvishesh, abhyakta anadi. These all of negative ideas. But what he was, he never given any explanation. He told that he has no shape, Brahma. Only one, what? Brahma satyam, jagat mithya, yuva brahma iva napara. That whole world is false. Only Brahma is satya, but he is powerless. No, nothing in him. And that is called Advaitvada or Mayavad. After that, Ramanuj came and cut his all arguments. All arguments. Ramanuj Acharya. He told that, oh, this is not the idea of Vedas. These are the against of Vedas. We should not follow these. Only demon can follow. That Supreme Personality of God has no shape, no attribute, no power, nothing. So any Vedic person cannot accept this. He cut his all arguments. And he told his Darshanik Siddhanta philosophy, Vishishta Advaitva. All lakhs of lakhs jivas and lakhs of lakh world. These are the visheshan of vishesha.
Adjective of
noun.
And Supreme Personality of Brahma has attribute. Oh, koti and crores of jivas has come from. And this world. So, with world, with jivas, of Supreme Personality of Brahma is there. So, he called his philosophy Vishishtadvaita. His, what was his avidheya practice? Oh, bhakti. What was his prayojan? Oh, the service of the lotus feet of Narayan. But he accepted form of Narayan, or bhakti also, attributes also, power also. And he rejected the philosophy of Mayavad philosophy, Advaitvad. And after that, Madhvacharya came. He also, he founded one portion of the Vedas, like Vishuddha Dvaita. Dvaita. There are five Dvaita. What? Differences between Brahma and Jivas. Jivas and Jivas. And from Jivas to? And from that Maya to? Jiva. Thus Jiva to Brahma. Five. What? You should tell. What five differences? Quickly, quickly.
So, Madhvacharya, he established Dvaitavad, the philosophy of dualism, that there are five types of difference. There's a difference between Brahma and Jiva. There's a difference between Brahma and Maya. There's a difference between Jiva and Maya. There's a difference between Jiva and Jiva. And between different manifestation of Maya and Maya, also difference. Yes. So, five types of difference. This is called Dvaitavad.
After that, and his practice is what? Bhakti. And he prayojan? The service of Supreme Lord in the shape of Vasudev. Vasudev who? Having some?
Charging
stage. So his form Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took. And then Nimbark. What is the meaning of Nimbark? What he told are Nimbaditya. Vishuddha Bheda Bhed, but Swabhaviki, natural. He told that Brahma has Vikrat, and from Brahma Jivas and all whole world has coming. But Mahaprabhu, not like this. And then also Nimbaditya, Vishuddha Dvait, Advait, Shuddha Advait. Oh, he is alone, Advait, Advitiyam, but with, there are several Jivas, so many Parikars, father, mother, everyone there, his dham is there, but all are there, but Advaita. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He took the essence of all. And Vedas Sarvadeshik Bhav mood. Not only partly, but fully he took all the Vedas of mood. And he discovered Achinta Vedabhed. What is Achinta Vedabhed? From Krishna. This world and Jivas had not come from Krishna, but for him, his energy. So Shakti Parinambad he took. All had not come from Krishna himself, but from the power of Krishna. And that is why he accepted Parinambad. What is Parinam? Shakti Parinam.
Transformation of Shakti.
So he also, cut the argument of Nimbark. What? Oh, Bheda Bhed, Swabhavi. And thus he founded Achinta Bheda Bhed. We cannot imagine by these mental escapulations, but through the Vedas words. Amnaya. Accept Vedas or word accepted by our Guru Parampara. And he established the service of Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan. And practice what? First Vaidhi Bhakti and then Raganuga Bhakti. And by that, oh, you can achieve Braj Prema. And this is the supreme goal of our life. So if anyone accepting this, oh, he is in the line of Vyas. And we should try to realize all this. Anyhow, you should know in essence that Krishna Bhakti, what Bhakti? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought from Golok Vrindavan. Gopi Prem. Oh, this is the goal of our life. And we should accept. And then we, our Vyas Puja is complete. Otherwise, Shankaracharya, the followers of Shankaracharya, they worship Vyas, but they don't follow Vyas. Anamagata Syat. Oh, Vyas was ignorant that he wrote Anandamayo Vyasa. And he rejected. So this is not the service of any guru. A disciple must obey his Gurudev. He serve his Gurudev. But serving Gurudev anyhow, outwardly, but cutting the arguments and teachings of Gurudev, this is not a duty of a job of any disciple. And Shankaracharya did. Why he did? Because Narayan told to him to save him from demons. And he told that, oh, you should preach in this world that, oh, you are Brahma. Am Brahmasmi. Sarvam khalu iddam. Brahma. Pragyanam Brahma. Tattam asi. Like this. So, there are so many things to discuss. But anyhow, oh, try to know this. That if you want to help in this world, accept high class of Guru, transcendental Guru, who knows Gita, Bhagavat, Ramayana, Puran, Ved, Shastra. He can remove our doubts. And he practically chants the name, Harinam Sankirtanam. Falling Tina Dapi Suni Chena. All the practices he follows. From Vyas, Narada and all. And he serves Gurudev. And he glorifies his Gurudev in the world, whole world. Like we see. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, our Gurudev, Yushi, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all like Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, my Gurudev, everyone. So if you want to follow, you can be happy. Gaur Premanand. Thank you to, what name? Janaki. Also, his daughter. And what name? Oh, very good name, Ramesh. Rama Isha. You know Rama? Who is Rama? Rama is Radhika. Rama is Vaikuntheshwari, but even, Rama is Radhika. So you are Ramesh Das. Oh, and you should follow our teaching, what I told you. I have given you some months. Try to follow. You also. You are the daughter of Janaki. Huh? I want that always you should have this Tulsi Mala in your neck. And also, you should recite the mantra what has been given. And I'm very happy to meet his father and mother and sister. Oh, they are very religious person. I never thought that they will be like this. So much thank for his father, mother and sister and all the family. Gaur Premanandi.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.